You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Yep. It's Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude podcast on Riotcast.com.
Yep. Without God. What's up?
What's up? Is that all you got? What the fuck? That was, where am I sitting? I'm sitting right here. That was much better. Welcome to You Know What, Dude, live. I think this chair is going to break underneath me. this is not fucking weight tested for me. I just felt it bounce. Thank you, chubby people, for getting what the fuck I'm, the fear I have. Are you thin cocksuckers like, what's he talking about? We're going to do a live podcast. We have I don't know if you guys know my show. It's just a comic hang. There's no topics. I don't have any shit. I don't know what's going to happen. It could be the most boring fucking podcast you've ever sat on, or it could be really great. Who knows? But I got a great lineup. I usually have new comics, old comics, my friends, some people I don't know, and we did the same thing for tonight for you guys here at South by Southwest. So let's bring out the first guy. This first guy, I actually started this podcast in my kitchen with this asshole. And then we got into a really big fight, I believe, at one point. And then he went and started his own podcast and became very successful at comedy. So let's give it up. Joe DeRosa, everybody. Joe DeRosa. Right here. You're sitting right next to me. Why? Where the fuck? Down there. I want you to sit down there.
We used to sit across from each other.
Yeah, but we didn't do it live in front of 250 people. It was at my kitchen table.
Yeah, look at this. You said backstage, from the kitchen to here.
It's not that far.
I didn't know what you were talking about when you said it. And then I was like, oh, he means the kitchen podcast.
Yeah, but I said that to you like in private. Like, wow, this is nice. And now you just told all these people, so I look corny.
No.
From the kitchen, from my kitchen to South by Southwest. Fuck off.
That's a nice thing.
It's a nice thing, but it's kind of, what am I, fucking an actor? Thank you for this. I'm a comic. We're supposed to keep some edge, aren't we?
Why don't you can still be edgy. I'll tell you the edge these days, Bob, showing some sensitivity. That's the edgy thing to do these days.
Oh, fuck you again, is it?
I don't know. I'm being a douche. I'm just joking.
I hate that I wore my glasses, too. We look like two, like we're trying to...
Yeah.
We're trying to be a good podcast.
We're trying to show everybody.
We're going
to
talk about movies for the next 20 minutes. What'd you think of Logan?
I hated it, though.
You hated Logan?
You're
a fucking asshole. I'll tell you why he hates Logan. This is it. And it's not because it was a bad movie. It was a great movie. He hates it because you're a Marvel, you're a DC snob.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
It's better.
And there you go. That's the end of that conversation.
DC's better. I'll tell you what I really didn't like about Logan. Why is Professor X cursing in the movie? It looks ridiculous when Patrick Stewart is in his wheelchair like, oh,
buddy,
you cocksucker, Logan.
Can I say something? If you went from fucking Xavier College in Westchester to a dome in Arizona in a wheelchair that doesn't, you have to push by yourself.
Which, by the way, they never even explained. What happened? There's that one part where he goes, I remember Westchester, Logan. I mean, they never tell you what happened.
Well, things happen, you know, the things happen.
He lost the divorce.
He got old. Things happen. The government fucking pushed him out.
That's another thing. How the fuck is he still alive? I thought they said it was the year 2030.
He's got good genes.
You know, I just didn't think it was a great...
You're an asshole. What's a better movie from DC?
I like Suicide Squad better.
You're an
than
asshole.
Logan.
Boo! Thank you.
I'm just kidding.
Shit movie.
I'm just kidding.
Shit movie.
I'm just kidding.
The lady came out at the end and the villain.
She's stuck.
They had the fucking Joker. They did the Joker good again. He was amazing. Jared Leto, whatever the fuck his gorgeous name is. fucking nailed it, and they didn't make him the bad guy. Yeah. They made a witch who fucking
That was terrible.
DC stinks.
And then the part, she's supposed to be this ancient, like, evil queen, and then she goes, "You won't kill me. You don't got the balls." And I was like, why did the ancient demon spirit just say it like that?
But didn't she say it in another language?
No. She said it.
She said,
"You don't got the balls." No. It sounded like if you were a demon, how you would talk.
Dude, you don't got the balls, dude.
I didn't. I thought Logan was better than Suicide Squad, but I thought that Batman Superman was better than Logan without question.
That's fucking, you're wrong again. Wrong a fucking again.
Maybe I'm the only one that's right. You know who else they said was wrong? Einstein. I'm just going to put that out there. Tesla. They called Tesla a madman.
Are you comparing yourself to geniuses?
I am. They said, "Rosa Parks, you can't sit there." She said, "Yes, I can. I don't care what everybody says right now."
Now
and
you
that's
just,
what I'm doing with
oh, you
Batman
just got a
versus
cheap applause
Super-
break yeah, with Rosa Parks?
That's so
you piece of shit. That's the fuck. That's crazy. You just kept saying names until they applauded. President Kennedy, would I fuck you? Obama. You know what Obama? Shut the fuck up.
They told him he was wrong.
Yeah, well, Joe DeRosa is wrong. Nobody said you. You never. Anyways, nice talking to you.
Did you see Kong?
No, I'm not going to watch. I'm not watching another fucking King Kong movie. I get it. King Kong's. King. What? You don't like it?
Yeah. No, it's unlike any other Kong movie you've ever
seen.
Let me
ask you a question.
Meaning it's shitty. It's real shitty. It's not like all those good Kong movies they've made.
You know why I'm not going to go see it? Because how fucking excited you just got. He literally went like this. I thought he was like the people from Kong were putting on this festival. He was like, no. I thought I fucked up, like I was going to get kicked out of the festival. It's just you. You.
Of course.
Just you and the two sexy girls you're with.
Of course he loved the movie. He looks like he's been stranded on that island his entire life.
Everybody here does look like they fucking make their own soap. Oh, shit. Did I say that? I'm fucking joking. I love this place.
They make their own soap.
All right, well, let's bring out our next guest. First of all, Joe, we're back. This is the first time we've been together in a long time.
Yeah, because the last time I did it, it was a bunch of people. But this was nice. This
couple minutes together.
Yeah, no, seriously. Thanks for having me on, man. This was really fun.
Don't touch me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to touch you.
Hey, that wasn't bad.
I
thought it was going to be bad.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I felt a little flutter in my pants.
We both have nice bottom lips.
Well, now I know. You know, I always wondered if I'd be able to do that. I was like, if I had to do a movie, I'm never going to be in a movie. But I was always like, if I had to do a part in something and they were like, you have to kiss a dude, I was like, I don't know if I'd be able to do it or not. I think I could do it.
Can I say something? We knew you'd be able to do it.
Fucking.
You queen. We love guys. All right, let's bring out our first guest. You ready to bring her out?
You're
friends with her. I became friends with this last 2 years at the Cellar.
Uh-huh.
She's one of the funniest people. She's just kills every time. I hate following her at the Cellar.
Right.
Let's give it up for Lisa. Wanda Sykes? You know what, dude? Can we escort that asshole out of here? You think... Fucking asshole. Yeah, Wanda goes on up the Cellar. Go fuck yourself. Lisa Traeger, everybody. Give it up for Lisa Traeger. The next Wanda Sykes.
Thank you.
You're right here next to Joe, sweetie. Do you have any...
Sorry to disappoint you guys. Everyone will be white on this cast.
Nobody's disappointed. I love Wanda, but I love you too.
Thank you.
But Wanda would never do my podcast.
No.
She would do it. You don't think she would do it?
I don't think she'd do my podcast. No, why would she do my podcast?
Because she hangs out with Keith Robinson, who, by the
exactly.
reaction...
Nobody knows who he is.
That's my point. She would hang. She would do your podcast. Well, I don't... I think... I have hope. I think she would do it.
But she would never do my podcast. I like that you guys do my podcast. I'm happy with Lisa Traeger.
Me too.
Right, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm always very happy to get the call. I don't know. I have nothing. I'll jump in when I have something, but I have nothing to say right now. I'm sorry. You guys are staring at. You're all staring at me. It sucks that I'm disappointed.
Yeah, it's a fucking live thing.
I know this is a nightmare. I'm bombing.
Why are you? You're the last person.
And you both have glasses. I feel like I'm being like this is like a science experiment. You guys are like looking me up and down to cut me open. I don't know. I feel too much pressure
right
now.
Bobby, I'll give you a hand job to get us out of this.
Yeah.
We're not going to top that kiss.
So what are you doing at the festival, hon?
Some shows.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, how they go?
I'm hosting a late one. It was good. I did one yesterday called Would You Bang Him, where boys did comedy, and then you said if you would have sex with them or not. Joe DeRosa spilled my candy, which is a bold move since I was a judge, but I respected it. And then I think I had one more show, but I don't remember.
Yeah, last night was a little fucking crazy.
It was a wild ride.
It was a wild. You made a choice at the beginning of the show. Was anybody there last night?
Yeah. And you took a picture with me in the street earlier today. What's your name? Angela ran
Would
up.
You fuck him? You're underage?
No, that's not the path we need to go down right now. That's not a good... That's just keep it above the belt. No, but you ran up to me in the street today and you wanted to take a picture... And I said, thank you. And then my friend said, what show did you see Joe at? And you said, I was at the show last night. And I was like, oh, thank God. I didn't look like a complete fucking asshole.
Do you guys want to do this after this show or do you want to do it now?
Sorry.
Let me bring out the next guest, everybody. Rich Voss, one of the greats of all time. He has a great podcast with his wife. Wow. My Wife Hates Me. And he was actually, that was his show last night, correct?
The one where Joe fucking almost had a meltdown. He was great. Joe
Thank
saved
you.
Our show last night, and so did Lisa. It was, without those two, we would have found two other people.
But Joe went out and made a comic choice.
Yes.
And he fucking, said, whose can is this? And she said, mine, and you threw them on the floor.
He also came out insulting us immediately, which is weird if you want people to fuck you. It's just a weird choice.
I didn't think sex was really on the line between
all of us. I just thought the line, but...
I kind of just thought we were having
fun. But the answers of no affect
your brain.
That
would be a good show, is one of you had to fuck them
at
the end of the
now
show.
Now we're talking.
Now that's a fucking show.
Yeah.
True TV will get behind that.
But,
come on, True TV.
But you cared that we all said no.
No,
I heard,
no,
you, were, I heard you were having... It was all four no's.
No. No, Morgan and Mateo both said yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
never
Morgan
mind.
Would fuck.
Yes. The gay guy said...
I guess
said,
I made up my own reality.
Mateo said yes to pretty much everybody.
Well, I don't care.
He said no to me.
Okay.
What the fuck
no,
is
he
up?
Didn't.
What does that mean?
Here, Joe, I have a quick question for you, but you have to answer really quickly. Ready?
Yeah.
If Voss and Kelly fucked, who's fucking who?
Bobby.
What?
If Voss and Kelly fucked?
Am I Kelly?
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah.
Are you Kelly? Yeah, that's your name, stupid.
Because I said Voss.
I'll be honest with you. I think Voss would be the top.
Of course.
Because Bobby's a tender guy.
He'd be the top because I don't want to murder him.
No.
I don't want to kill Voss.
No.
You said that.
I'd be the top.
You said that. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Because there'd be so many holes on him I could find that, you know, wouldn't it be hard to fuck him? I can find
was, is there as many holes as that were in that premise?
Yeah.
That hurt my feelings.
God damn it.
What the fuck? Did you just call me a whale? What
no!
Was that?
Oh, that's get, fucked up.
I
don't
even get the joke.
Like, I'm just saying there's
if me, first of all, if me and you fucked, if we were fucking...
I would... It would be...
You're not the fucking top.
First of all...
You're wearing the hat. I'm the fucking top. All right?
You're the top.
But here's why I think you could be the top. You're a very tender, sensitive man. You had that joke at one point that I loved, and I mentioned this last time I was on the podcast. Bobby used to have a joke about getting your asshole eaten out.
What? Yeah, I like my ass eaten out. And not now. It's shut down like Chernobyl now. But back then, I used to love my ass.
But you would say...
A couple lizards.
Yeah.
Do you like a couple fingers too when it's
no,
getting...
No, I don't like fingers in my butt because the pressure is too much and it makes me have to poop. I get nervous. I toot. I don't poop. I toot. And that's even more embarrassing
you know
when you just a little toot with a girl.
I got no beef with a finger at all.
Really?
Oh, I'll take a finger.
I feel if you're not, if you're a dude and you don't let a girl play with your ass, you're secretly gay and you don't admit it.
I agree.
Let people touch your ass.
So that was the punchline to the joke. Bobby would say, I like to get on all fours and have my asshole eaten. And then inevitably a man in the audience would go, what? And then Bobby would go, fuck you. Fuck you. If you don't get on all fours and let a girl eat your asshole and you say, baby, eat my pussy while she does it, you're gay.
That's kind of a rough estimate of what the joke is, but
it was something like that.
That just sounds like an aggressive gay guy at a glory hole.
I liked it.
It's like, fuck you if you don't like it. You're a fucking queer. I think there was a little more structure.
Finger. I've had vibrators. I mean, what's
what? Pegging is trendy. Pegging is in.
Yeah, with a girl though.
Wait a minute. You've had a vibe like a penis.
No, not like a penis. Penises aren't made out of rubber.
Neither are vibrators.
And they're not pink. No, I don't know. Just, you know, like a little toy every now and then to play.
But what's a little toy? Are you talking Brookstone's foot massager? Or are you talking like a little thing like that? Like on a, can it go on a keychain? Or do you have to have like a, does it need a case?
No, we have to hide it from our kid.
Oh, you do?
You had... Wait, so in your asshole, you had a vibrator?
Yeah, what's the... Who right has now? It?
I have it.
I have it.
Are you serious?
I've never... First of all, no.
With the lube, you can't really feel...
All right, before we get into this, I need to bring out my... Because I know Al Magical. Come on out, everybody. Al, I know... Oh, no, you're over here.
You could not wait to get in here.
Sit right over here.
You could not wait.
You're right on the end.
Have you been pegged or vibed in your butt?
No.
Wait a minute.
Also, at the end of the day, I'm glad that you didn't take it. Speaking of little dicks, let's bring out our next guy. I'm glad that didn't come up. No, that's what... I'm glad you didn't do that.
No. Of course. I know you have a nice penis.
Yes.
How do you know that?
How do I know that? I've read about it.
When I'm a clean guy, a daily shower, sometimes two. But at the end of the day, it's fucking disgusting. I wouldn't want anybody touching my ass.
What if you did it right after
gross.
A shower? Like, what if you showered, cleaned your ass, went in a nice, clean, brand-new, high-end hotel, 5-star?
You're in a Ritz-Carlton, something
right?
Nice.
Put a towel under your bum, too.
Yeah, it's a shower handle. It's a removable handle.
I think it's still fucking... It's not... It's never great.
Really?
Yeah.
Al, my asshole,
never great.
Well, you don't... Al does not
Did
have...
someone write that down for the name of the podcast? I'll forget.
Al doesn't have, hey, baby, eat my asshole energy. Al has, I know I'm your sociology teacher, but come over to the house for some wine energy.
Yeah.
You're not, so, you don't strike me as happen. A filthy yeah. guy. You're very, no. you know.
But if things get there, it's fine.
So if a girl has a, let me ask this question. Sure. Has a girl ever ventured down there and you had to go, no.
No. I really, that
No girl's never tried to do that.
That has not come up, no.
Ever.
Where do you guys live?
At the beginning of that...
You did a lot of weird drugs, though, too, right?
I didn't have things in my ass when I was on drugs.
Oh, okay.
Can I just...
Yeah, they were in his mouth.
In my mouth, I did.
Pete Holmes crashing show, the first episode. Have people seen that? Pete Holmes crashing?
Pete Holmes crashing, yes.
So
HBO, watch it.
She says, let me touch your asshole. I've never had anybody say, let me touch your asshole.
Can I say something, though, real quick? If you look at Voss and you look at Al... They do. He looks like he puts stuff in his ass.
I didn't.
And you look like you have a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rich looks like he puts stuff in his ass. You look like he puts stuff on a shelf.
Yeah. Thank you for punching my joke up, Joe DeRosa.
No, but here's the other. Like last week, my wife. I don't really want to get into this whole sex
right over
thing.
There.
You know what? Speaking of your wife, of your wife, we have a very special guest. Let's bring out Rich Voss's wife.
She's in the green room. Go get her.
Where is she?
In the green room. She's getting.
Here she comes.
She's backstage washing her mouth out.
She's washing her finger off her knuckles.
Listen, I'm older. I need a
We
lot
know.
Of
We're looking right at you. Okay. Did you need to say that? You look like you should be on the crew.
Rich looks like he runs a food truck.
Yeah. And it's his second
and
chance.
And Bobby's my best customer.
Listen.
Bonnie, yeah. Come on out. Bonnie McFarlane,
hey.
Everybody.
So obviously, just a little backstory.
Yeah,
so when
you.
We went to Rotterdam, is that when you guys first started? Because in 2007, I went to Rotterdam to do a comedy festival. Is that where you guys started hooking up? Or
in
was
2007?
That
how many years
we
ago was that?
We were already married.
Yeah,
you weren't married, but you just had started dating. So I saw all of this fresh.
No,
we were married.
You were not.
Okay. Oh, you're right.
Boy, those were the days.
No, but I got it. And this is not, I love
is
you guys so much.
Is that mansplaining my marriage? Thank you. I appreciate that. I know the year I got fucking married, okay? Believe me, I regret it every fucking day of my life. I will not forget it.
Boss says he likes stuff in his butt.
No, I don't like
it. He uses vibrators in his ass. No. I hope you know this, because if you don't, your vibrators are going to his asshole. Watch out for the pink one, Bob.
What he chooses to do on his own time behind Walmart is up to him. Okay, I don't indulge him those things.
No, see, because Bonnie won't let me put anything in her back. So
her back?
In
her
yeah, butt. I have a hole in my back. Some people have a tramp stamp. I have a hole.
I actually have an extra hole because I have an extra tailbone.
So you have
like,
what?
I have like an I have like
you
on top
two
of
two tailbones.
I have an extra tailbone, so I have like an extra hole on top of my butthole. That's like a,
what
like
the
it's,
fuck?
It's chill. But when I was younger, sometimes we put like a cigarette or a crayon in it.
And
like,
are you kidding
but
me?
But it's skin, like I could chuck my finger into
yeah, yeah, yeah.
it. It's not an actual and hole. You, it's just a pocket.
It's like it's a more dimple. Of a pocket.
It's a divil.
And you said no. To...
Relax, can you fucking
we see?
Creep.
I know,
nobody's
some guys.
Showing,
shut the fuck
nobody's
up.
Showing extra holes.
Creep.
Could maybe, you hide hat candy in there? Like when you're
I
going
love
to the movies?
We're all talking about buttholes, and then some guy goes, "Can show us the hole?" And we all go, "Fuck you! Shut the fuck up!"
I don't
want to
see this. I'll fucking yeah. throw up.
Fucking yeah. asshole.
Is it like? Was it a tail talk that about. They took off?
No. It's not a tail. No.
It was a tail.
But you can feel the extra bone.
Can I feel it?
Yeah.
Oh God.
But from the inside.
Look at this.
Oh, right now? I don't know. I am on my period though too, but I don't know.
But it's nowhere near there, Bob.
I know, but
it's nowhere near there.
I knew it would upset
how ladies
him.
Work.
The period doesn't come out of her.
I know, but
back
it would upset
hole.
Him. I
yeah,
know.
But it's a hole. You don't know where that hole's connected to. You don't.
That's a second unknown.
A
it's
girl.
A hole.
Why, no, what,
how can you explain to her about her period and her hole? She
wants to know. So the second hole, Bobby.
Yes. Sir.
When a girl turns 17.
Yes. Yes. What? The second hole forms.
The second hole forms. She starts to accumulate.
Yeah.
Some. Well. Yeah. It's a mix between the. What? Where is this going? I don't know where it's fucking going, lady. I don't know. I don't know why everybody's wearing
matching hats. Can I ask you questions?
Hats.
You sound like a golf instructor.
Right.
When you get to the second hole.
Second. Yeah.
I didn't know how that
I
joke was going to work,
off, like
and then it made sense.
Guy, and I didn't get it.
Now, has a guy discovered that hole and been flipped out?
No.
No guy ever went, what the fuck is this?
No.
Listen. So it's not like, you could
put a cigarette in it, and it would like stick out, and it would look like it's like smoking. You know what I mean?
Why is that not your fucking profile picture on all social media?
How are you
that
not selling
your,
a show?
Yeah. Why is that not a show?
It
that
is.
Would be fucking awesome.
It's actually on CISO. Yeah, it just got a big deal.
The smoking
my extra
hole.
Tailbone smoking hole.
Oh, it's so good that a girl with two holes in her back wouldn't fuck Joe DeRosa last night.
I wouldn't fuck you with my tailbone hole.
Oh, fucking.
It's because of Chernobyl, I think.
Fucking.
Yeah. I think Joe DeRosa, and I'll be, because I've known you over the years, I think you're looking your best right now.
Thank
Please.
You very much.
He looks like the Planner's Peanut guy with a new hairdo.
That was real wordy, and so good for you who laughed at it, but you shouldn't have.
It was very good. It wasn't wordy.
It was what he looks like, the Planters peanut guy.
Don't try to
right
team
there.
Up on me.
Cut it off.
And it's Voss, so he somehow managed to wedge S's into Planters and peanuts. Extra. Fuck. There fuck. No, I fucked up. There are S's.
There
God
are
damn
S's,
it.
You fucking moron. I'm dumb, and I knew that.
I appreciate the compliment. I think you look very handsome yourself.
I think you're lying. You don't have to give. I hate when I.
I'm not. What I tell you backstage.
Can I say something? I hate when I give somebody a compliment and then they give me the same compliment back and I know you're lying. Yeah. I've looked. This is the worst I've looked in my life.
No.
What did I say to you backstage? I said, "Where are your glasses? You looked really great. Put your glasses back on."
Well,
I,
put your glasses
actually,
on.
Actually, go.
Yeah, I think he looks handsome.
Cover more of your face. Distract women from the rest of your face.
It's like a
glass.
Do you have a hat and a scarf? Yeah. As I think. You
it's
should.
Like a four complimenting a two.
That came from a one.
Exactly.
Tell them about your trip home last night that you told me.
Oh, my
God.
Well,
that was the best time of our lives.
I almost killed a rickshaw guy last night.
Well, the thing is, so wait, me and Mateo were in front of you on a pedicab.
Oh, no, that's not the guy. That was the first guy I almost killed.
Oh, but the guy was, like, struggling, and so then we couldn't wait to turn around and see.
We saw the guy when you were walking up to, he just started tying his shoe.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't see you coming.
Yeah, don't your pedicab guys just look at you and go, nah, we're good.
Well,
no, we
the first guy, sure. We had to start singing the Rocky theme song to get up the hill. Like, bum, ba, ba, bum, ba, ba, bum, ba, ba, ba. And then he made it. But the second guy, I got him, real small, thin dude. And he had like a little, you know, kind of dirty hair and a beard. And
you just described every single person in Austin.
Yeah. I know. That's why I said that. I was hoping one of you would pick it up. But no, he was a nice guy, and he got in it. But people walking were faster than us at one point. And I had to offer, like, hey, dude, do you want to take a break? Like, we can stop and talk for a couple minutes? And then we got up to six, and he goes, I can't do it. So he pulled into like a pit of other rickshaw guys, and they all saw him and got off their rickshaws and went to help. Like they just were like grabbed him, like, are you all right, dude?
God, they saw what he had to go through.
They saw how tired he was, and they had water for him.
That's the story, by the way, this is the story they're all going to tell when they're old rickshaw drivers. When the new kids come, I once saw a man.
This is like, I took Jake LaMotta all the way to sixth.
It's like a 12-step meeting, and you're telling your story right now. This is your bottom, that rickshaw. But it's good.
But also, he got recognized.
Bottom what? What the fuck are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying.
I don't. What are you saying?
I'll explain later. It's mean.
Explain it right now.
Like when I quit drugs.
No more fried foods, Bobby. That's what he's saying.
Thank you.
By the way, Rich is saying this is your bottom. We've already established that he's your bottom. We've already talked about this.
Well, you think this is it? I should stop, right?
No, stop. No, whatever you're doing great because you succeed in everything you do. So
you're the worst when you guys were pep talking talker about ever. You know that? At least Bonnie has the balls to go, fatso, stop.
I wasn't saying it. I was trying to, because he was going to start doing like a 20-minute fucking walking back from his statement. And right. I just wanted to get it. Just move on.
When we were on the side, you guys were talking about Kong. And Rich turned to me and he goes, Bobby's just upset. He won't go see Kong because he was up for the part.
That's fucked up. Every person who laughed, you know what? Fuck you.
Well, we know who's the snitch at the table.
That's the guy who won't take shit in his ass.
I remember when the remake of The Island of Dr. Moreau came out, starring Val Kilmer and late era Marlon Brando. Val Kilmer, in a press interview for the movie, they said, how was it working with Brando? And he said, great, he's playing the island. He said that promoting the fucking movie.
I want to know how the fuck that is referenced to me. What the fuck was that? You just said I look good.
I think you look good. I'm saying the thing
but
that
you just made
Brando
it fucking,
said.
Look at the two girls are leaving. Where you going?
Hey, where you going,
hey,
huh?
Where you going?
Hey, come back.
We should lock the doors so that when they get there, they're like, fuck. We have to watch the end of this. Look it.
No.
I'm a little chubby now.
I think you look great, and you're not going to get any other.
Would any girl in here have sex with me?
I will.
That was a guy. That was a fucking dude. Yeah, he went yep.
He's one of the funniest. He's one of the funniest people alive.
And what is funny having to do with?
Because
where
girls
are you going?
Leave them alone. Jeez. They got.
Where are you going?
They're Asian. They have.
What is LCD sound system playing next door?
LCD sound system.
God damn it!
Rich, and by, you guys do the show. You were just telling me about the show you do where you get comics up on stage. They do 5 minutes, and then you just have girls see if they would bang the guys.
Yes.
I had thought of an app. I want to do an app for married guys. Because I've been married for, I think, 17 years in June. It's crazy.
It's gross. It's gross. And
that's the key to being married is not getting shit in your butt.
What's
that's
that?
That's the key to a long marriage. Yeah.
Nothing in the butt. Fucking 18 years. But I do want an app. All my friends are on an app. When Dan Soder got on that Raya for the first time, it was like the best fucking thing that ever happened to me because he got his first match when I was sitting there. We were both in Vancouver. And I jumped up and down. I got so excited. So I want to do an app for married guys called Still Got It. Just to see if there's any fucking interest, because I have no idea.
You don't fuck, though. You just say, would fuck.
What girls do you think are going to join this app to not get fucked and just make old men feel better?
I don't know. Maybe,
there's some holes in the fucking app. Right?
There's some holes in her, too.
No, we
just lost four more people. You motherfuckers! Fuck you for coming.
Listen,
I think that was actually staff.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's somebody trying to keep it. You motherfuckers! All right,
we're gonna at the end of the show. It's gonna be three people.
I even say to Bonnie, girls don't come up to me after shows and hit on me like they used to. When I was single,
again, what do they we're do looking now? Right at you.
What do they do now? Offer you applesauce?
You know how it is. The girls used to come up and flirt.
If a girl comes up to me after a show,
she wants to buy.
If she's on into me, mm-hmm. I'm fucking scared. Because there's something wrong with her. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm a... if she wants me, she's into this. Like,
aww,
I'm a
Bobby.
Fetish at this... Girls you know
are,
what I mean?
Girls like funny guys that are nice and hot. I mean, you're very handsome. I'm not taking that away from you. But, I mean, it's like you're still thinking with a dude brain.
What do you mean?
Because you think the way you look at women and how you judge women is how women judge you, and it's not the same.
Well,
I see Bonnie.
I'll tell you this. Bonnie,
you're like Jenny Jones.
First of all, I love how women love when any woman makes a point. Woo! If I made a point, all guys would be like this.
And Bonnie's only saying that because she's banged big dudes before, right?
Yeah.
Bonnie, can I be honest with you? I don't like stereotypical that smoking hot. I've always liked girls who are, I like big girls. I like a nice fucked up tooth. I like a big, I love big noses. I know what your wife looks like.
All the girls with fucked up teeth, make some noise.
Who got that snaggle tooth?
Did you hear Flossie goes, are you hitting on Bonnie?
I have a very similar set of guidelines. I believe it's defined as I'll fuck anything.
That's not what I'm saying. That is not what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying
that
I have a very Dr. Seuss approach myself. Big, tall, fat, small. I'm going all over.
That's not what I'm saying. I think that when you're gonna be with somebody, I think that like my wife. Oh, guys. Are you fucking sleeping?
Don't worry. Next week we're doing a narcoleptic podcast.
Why did you bring her? Why did you bring a tired
girlfriend?
There's
a sleepy
girlfriend?
Lady in
she
the
might
third
be drunk.
Round.
What? What is she? Is she on drugs?
Are you? Do you somebody drive had, one of those yeah. rickshaws?
Is she kidnapped?
Somebody had too many Jello shots at the Shins release party earlier today.
Oh. Inside jokes.
Yeah, it's a South by.
I don't. I don't think that's true. By the way, I don't think. I think women do judge by looks. I think women do judge the same way. I think not women or men. A certain type of human being goes for gorgeous people or good looking or
yes.
what they say.
Yes,
I don't think it's a boy or girl. It's a personality.
That subgroup is but, gorgeous people.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
This,
gorgeous let, people like gorgeous listen, people.
Men can overcome down. Their physical flaws.
I don't think it's
by being
I,
good at stuff
girl,
easier.
I worked with she because we were talking about our good friend and a comedian Chris Fairbanks and she goes oh my god he's so hot
right
and I was just fucking shocked. I go Chris Fairbanks is fucking hot. I go who thinks you think Chris Fairbanks is hot and she goes everybody thinks Chris Fairbanks is hot.
People think he's and, he's got very classical like Errol Flynn
but he's
good
just
look.
A nerdy you know comic
what
guy
did you
that
just
I
say?
Shut the fuck up DeRosa
he's got I'm telling you look him up he looks like a
he looks like Errol Flynn I'm yeah. a film buff it's the only thing buff about me but
sorry.
Fucking Bobby.
Oh, she's the worst.
I know, one of the fucking musketeers here. Look at it. Here's the deal what it comes down to when you're married. The looks, obviously, you get past that. And
yeah, obviously, Rich.
You know,
he is speaking for me.
But if you can lay in bed with somebody that makes you laugh and that will share nachos with you and likes the same TV shows, that's what it comes down
right.
to. Everything else is just fucking. It's
Bonnie
it
said,
is
shoving
Bonnie
shit
said,
up your ass.
No, but
that's
you're telling.
At some point, you're just like, I'm just doing laundry and then.
You're telling. You're telling the truth,
huh?
You're telling the truth.
Can you
Bonnie
get that
said,
finger out of
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
That long ET finger scares the shit out of me.
Bonnie,
to this day.
I'm sorry.
It's magical. I feel like it's going to do something. It's turned Bonnie into a frog.
Bonnie said this exact the exact same thing that you said to me, that you said just now. The exact same thing you said just now. Bonnie said that exact same thing to me backstage about you, except she said, you know, the lisp. You can get past that.
That's what you fucking interrupted me to say, you
yeah.
piece of shit.
I thought it was going
to
be fun.
Why don't you take Come that on. Finger and point it to yourself and disappear? Listen to me. Bonnie,
wait a minute, we just locked another one. Where the fuck are you going?
I have a snaggletooth, I'm scared.
Oh, look at that.
I like, hey.
The funniest thing said at this podcast so far.
She was ready.
By an audience member.
I like little flat butts, too.
Again, my wife.
Oh my God.
Your wife does not have a flat butt.
Are you kidding me? I feel like I'm fucking.
Don't right. say it. No.
Fine, say it.
Oh my
no.
God.
Come
no.
on, say it.
No, she has a nice ass now.
Your well, wife has a great ass because
she does.
It's in your movie. It's in your movie.
Yes.
You show your ass.
Yes.
And I remember when I this is because I don't like seeing naked. I don't like if my friends are like, oh, look at my wife's tits. I would never look. You know what
Who
I mean?
Who does that? Is that a thing?
Creeps.
Yeah, some
like
guys
that
do
fucking
it.
Guy up
some
and
guys
down.
Do it.
Well, right? I think I told you this before, but there was one guy and I asked him to send me a video, and then he sent me a video of him coming on other people. And then...
Just random people?
Yeah, like a random chick.
Was
and
it
then
at
he
a
sent
festival?
Me another video yeah. of him fucking
Like
someone.
One of those Jimmy Kimmel things that they do outside in the street. Hollywood and Highland.
Just but I watched it a couple times, but then I felt bad for having it, so I had to delete it, because I don't know if the girl was okay with it.
What was he? Who was he coming on? Like, just,
I don't know.
Just strangers? Was he at a party?
No,
Were
I knew...
Sleeping?
Your wife.
No, I knew the people.
I don't know. Just a random person.
That's weird. I don't like that shit. I don't like videos. I don't like... And I would never look at, like... But when I saw...
What is the matter with you?
What was it?
It was a
picture
of his
cock.
Dick.
Well,
oh
I think
God.
That brings you back, like, to being married 17 years. I got married pre-app. Like, I got married pre-fucking smartphone, and so...
Oh, was that 2007 you got married?
Can
that?
I just say something, Al? He just showed me a picture of his cock.
Yeah.
And that's all that's in my head. is his fat, weird...
I know, I was trying to help with that.
...old man penis.
You got a nice piece, Rich. I'm not going to lie to you.
Jesus Christ.
I guarantee you there was like a thousand pictures taken.
Women are filing
it's all,
out
women
of
are filing out of here. Why? Because all we've been talking about is dudes, assholes, and Rich's cock for 38 minutes. Poor right. Al
Your
has been trying
really
to steer
out.
It towards a fucking, at least technology.
I really am.
You know, this app
what,
I got.
What app ideas do you guys have? It's a dick pic it, enhancer.
It is weird, though, because, Al, when we were meeting girls before we got married, there was no technology at all. You had to
Zero.
Go to a bar, talk, you know, go out again, or just, I mean, spend all night. And girls had to do the same shit, where you would have to invest a lot of time and effort into if you wanted to even just hook up. It very rarely did it just you kiss somebody and start fucking each other. You at least spent all night just going, what about this? No, and I want to do that. And what about I want to do this? And real estate and blah, blah, blah. And then wind back up at their house or your house and fuck around. Now, the app, you just fucking sign on and there's no effort. There's nothing. You hit boom, yes, meet here, and then fuck.
Boom.
I still only do it that way. I am a single man, and I still cold calling fucking door to door, man. Those
what are you, fucking Jack Lemmon?
Those apps are bullshit. Those apps are fucking bullshit.
No.
Get in there.
But
get your
on
hands
vacation,
dirty.
They're good.
Back in my day, it was a half a gram of Coke.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and a horse ride. I
a horse ride.
Thank
take
you,
Al. The fucking
who in here uses Tinder?
I do.
One guy, that's it?
Nonsense.
Tinder, all men. No
all
women use Tinder.
Them do.
No women in here right now are on Tinder. Not one. No,
they're on Bumble probably.
Is any woman on here on a dating app?
Yeah, over there.
Okay, don't say it's sad. It's okay. She went, have you met any good guys off of it?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you weren't on it. What the fuck? Now you're all coming out of the woodwork. What do you... Have you met a good guy on it? What's your name,
What's
ma'am?
What's the definition of good? Like a good night of sex?
A guy
like
who doesn't want anything in his asshole. Is he with you right now?
No.
Okay. Oh, there's two of them. Oh, there was none, and now there's... There, you met a good guy on it.
I met a couple of nice guys.
A couple? Oh, shit. Was the first one not nice enough because you told him to beat it, right?
Not nice enough.
What about the second one?
Getting a little bit better.
Oh, so you're still with him?
No.
So you dumped him too? So you're back into the fishing on the app. You're trying to get... Really?
Are you looking for long-term or just hookups?
Long-term.
Ugh.
Wait. But wait. Let me. So, okay, long-term. But have you hooked up with those two guys? Okay, so you're lying about long term.
Yeah.
So let's but why just can't she enjoy herself while she's looking for the long term? Yeah,
you can, but you got to get off Tinder if you want long-term. Tinder's not a long term app. Tinder is meant is it's Grindr for straight people. It's supposed to be.
Yeah, but you can try to fuck people while you're looking for a husband. Yeah.
I think you should. I think you owe your love life $30 if you want to meet your soulmate. That's all. I'm just saying. You know, go to Match and pay some money, and you know. Don't try to swipe your way into happiness.
I don't. Those things are different. I think Tinder, you're looking to fuck, and then you're looking for a husband out in the world.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We agree.
All right.
I think you guys should fuck. I think you'd fuck him.
I think we just made a match right here.
He's had sex with so many of my friends.
Oh Jesus!
Can you please stop saying that publicly?
Okay, sure.
Is that possible? Is it possible that maybe you just don't say that publicly all the time?
Yeah, I'll stop.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I just don't have secrets.
Yeah, she told us about a hole in her ass. So why wouldn't she fucking rat you out? Fucking thin-fingered asshole.
What the fuck?
Do we lose any more people?
Can we ask what these matching hats are about?
Yeah.
What is it?
What's it called?
What is it?
Gorilla
Are
Zips?
You guys going to go on Shark Tank?
Yeah, okay. Gorilla Zips?
What does it do?
Because all other names were taken?
What is? Throw it up here. Throw it up here. Come up here with it.
There we go.
Oh,
look at that.
You caught that like it was a brisket.
Gorilla zips.
Do you know how happy he was? Did you see? I bet if we replayed the footage, he went, "Where are you going, you motherfucker?" Oh, take a piss. Okay, come back.
What are you?
I knew it was a guy. I know he's not leaving.
What the fuck?
Shut up. I'm going to do it.
When does this come up? When you want to look like fucking Spanky from the R Gang? Oh.
I don't understand this. Listen, man, I think you're not onto something.
Make sure you get this video of him shitting all over it.
What is this, when you want to get sun cancer and sun your eyes?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Look at this.
Hey, Bobby.
What?
Hey,
okay,
Bobby.
Listen to me. What the fuck? Why? Why did you have a zip? Do you have a zipper fetish?
You look you look like a Jew with Down syndrome.
There is no occasion when I've ever worn a fucking baseball hat and said, you know, if we could just get rid of the fucking brim on this.
This is going to be the shark.
Barbara's going to buy it.
This would be great if you could zip it over your heart so you could shade your cock at a concert.
Yeah. Wow. I took the toes off my shoes.
When would you unzip it? What was your goal?
Yeah, what? Well, where's the other brim?
Okay, oh, there's alternate brims.
Zippers are always easy to start.
For all those times you're going, my brim clashes. What do I do?
Yeah, this will be easy when you're drunk. Yeah. Honey, help me with my visor.
I went over 16 different colored brims. You can swap it out.
Oh, they're going to turn into rescue hats.
You ever go fly fishing?
Hats.
All right, let's see what it looks like here. Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to go fly fishing with the wrong brim.
Wow. You should be stranded on an island.
Whose parents gave them money to do this? Whose parents? How many cousins?
Or maybe like for the gay pride parade, you can do like a rainbow brim or something. Maybe that's, you know, or a sports brim.
You just buy that hat.
No, I know. I'm just trying to figure it, you know.
I don't know.
That guy's dad is at home right now. Like, what am I going to do with these goddamn kids? One of them thinks he's a vampire. The other one thinks hats should have detachable brims. Jesus fucking Christ.
You know what I do? Sometimes I buy two hats.
Well, where's that bomb rag?
I kind of like the idea.
But here's the thing,
too. Does it look all right?
Guess what?
Yeah, you three said it. I'm asking them, not you. We know.
Guess what, though?
She's honest.
Guess what?
How many brims does it come with?
Two.
Just the two.
These two? That's it? Just these two?
You don't have any that says Make America Great Again?
But why?
But you know what my problem is?
It doesn't matter
what the brim is. It always has to attach to this.
Yes, I know.
What? But I like this.
Your boss,
shut up, boss.
I like this. Give me that.
Oh. Yeah, here you go.
Do you want me to wear this somewhere? Because I have a lot of followers.
Yeah. He can have it? Yeah. What about, it's my fucking show.
You don't like it. I like it.
You're going to wear that.
No, it's free. I'll give it to somebody.
Yeah, well,
I like it.
Take your other visor.
No, no.
Take your nighttime visor. What the fuck? Nobody you know went there. Don't do this.
How many of you saw?
Not one person you know. I want to ask you one question, to be honest. Not one person you know went, dude, this is stupid. Okay, your friends don't like you.
How many of you sold online so far? We're going to be Shark Tank now. You're going to do your presentation.
How many hats have you sold?
How many hats have you sold?
You're not answering the question.
45. You sold 45. Okay, and how much you sell them for a piece?
25 on the website.
Okay, what do they cost to make?
$22.
$4.
Do they all come with the gorilla?
You're making a 200% profit.
$7 with shipping
Don't tell him. What are you, nuts? You're being recorded, honey. Don't listen to him.
We're doing Shark Tank. I'm going to see if I want to invest. I got money. I'm a headliner. Now, do any of these come with a pink dildo? I think it's a good idea. And listen, if you don't follow your dreams, you know what I mean?
Can I tell you something before he fucking rambles out of control? You know what you should do is under here, put a little zipper for a pocket. So you can put your money, call it the two zipper, right here. So you can put your money or an ID so you don't have to take it out. And that way you do your shit. Oh, I'm drunk. I spent all my money. Oh, shit. Zip.
Oh, man. But then you're at a nightclub and going, I'm sorry, I left my ID in my other brim.
That's good. And if you have over $20, you can't go out with it.
Good luck.
I think it's a good idea. Do you really want this?
I would rather wear hepatitis on my head.
That's bullshit. We'll make sure somebody takes
this.
Yes,
I want it.
Who wants it? Who wants it in the crowd?
No, it's not going to happen. Give it to somebody. Give it to somebody that's gonna, you know, people are gonna go, oh, look at that hat. You know what I mean? Yeah. You wear that hat or go.
Who wants
look
this?
The kid in the back with the glasses, right there. Glasses,
where? Where?
Yeah. Glasses.
Glasses. Come up here.
Like a student.
But don't be too confident, okay?
That's not gonna be a problem.
Yeah. Be a little. Right. Yeah.
Can we
really,
like this?
Do you really like this hat?
Yeah.
It's denim, and that's kind of coming back, I think.
You have a great radio voice.
We're also going to throw in a sandwich.
Can you please?
What time do you have to be home?
Also, can you
please? Is this your rickshaw driver from last night?
Can you not stand like you just touched your little brother inappropriately?
Are you kidding me? You get this guy up here. Yeah, trash him. Are you fucking kidding me, DeRosa?
Oh, thank you, Mother Teresa.
He's a regular person.
Yes,
we're regular people too. What are we?
Yeah. Not when he starts wearing this.
Listen. What's your name?
Will.
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 What do you just repeat it until you think of something?
Yeah, I'm one of the Sklar brothers.
Are you in high school?
Yes.
Yeah. Great. What grade are you in, Will?
I'm a sophomore.
Nice.
You're a sophomore.
Wow.
Hey, Lisa, what do you think?
About school?
Would you? Would you let him touch one of your holes?
Do you like gladiator movies?
You ever do a podcast naked? Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Well, wear this and you definitely won't.
Yeah, wear this and no one will. So here you go, man. Do you like it? Why do you like it? Can you tell us why you like it?
I like it because it's free.
Yeah.
Well, firstly, it's free.
Yeah, okay.
And
wait, stop for a second. Stop for 1 second. Everybody close your eyes and then I want you to just talk.
Okay.
Go ahead. Why do you like it?
I love the hat because.
How much pussy
How sexy
does he...
is he, right? I mean, if you didn't ever have to visually see him. No, I mean, he's cute, but he's a little boy. It's not. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
But his voice is all grown up.
Yes. So why? You have a really great voice, dude.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's fucking candy, right?
He's changing it. It's getting deeper as he stays up here.
What the fuck is coming out of you?
I like this because I do the announcements at school, and so it's great.
Wait, can you do an announcement for us?
Yeah. Wait, how about just do a quick recap of the podcast so far.
Recap?
Yes, thank you. In your announcement's voice.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in.
Yes.
Okay, if you're just now tuning in. We have a man here who looks like Danny DeVito, but bald.
Hang on one second. I don't know if I like this.
No, I didn't say fucking roast everybody. I said, just give a fucking recap. I don't need to start doing bits. I said, just fucking take us back through what we did.
Why did my self-esteem
take us right up to fucking
line.
Gorilla Zips.
I'm giving you a shot. I've said nothing but nice things. I'm going to get you laid tonight, and you're fucking going to call me a fucking cancer Danny DeVito? What the fuck did I do to you?
You're going to have a choice of a girl with four holes. Now do this nice.
Why do you do the same joke twice?
I don't know. What the fuck? They don't remember.
Why don't we have them do an ad for the hat?
All right, let's do an ad for the hat. That sounds like a good one. What about that?
I don't know
if he can do the whole recap.
Yeah, he's just. I wanted a quick recap.
Can you do a quick recap?
Just a quick recap.
Yeah, but in the deep, sexy voice.
I haven't been paying the most bit of attention, but I've been enjoying it. We've had the whole lady.
Yeah.
We've had. The guy that kind of looks like the IT guy from The Office.
He's roasting again.
All right, just
he's roasting again. Why do you keep going into roasting?
I said go to an ad! Because I knew this would happen. Nobody wants to.
It's not your fault. It's our energy. He's doing shit energy.
He's doing.
We brought this on.
He's doing great.
We've done nothing but attack each other. That's what all my show's about. It's just smashing each other.
He's
and
great.
And then we've taught him. We've made fucking Darth Vader.
You
he could have been a Jedi, but we brought him over to the dark side. Listen, stop fucking being mean.
You can't say that.
It's a sophomore.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ.
You make a whale joke, I'm punching
I'm
you.
I'm not making a whale joke. That's fucking beneath me.
Damn it.
Sorry.
All right, take us right up to where Bobby spit up his drink.
Fucking hell! Fucking hell! Just wants to
you
see.
You can't do it. Don't make fun of anybody. Just fucking quick recap. Nothing?
Just quick recap.
How about an ad for the fucking hats then? It's just
like, don't say it like that's your idea. That was my idea.
No, I just resolved.
Can I just ask something? I want you to do what you do in your school. So when you come in the morning, the fucking ring, whatever the fucking bell is, I know that was a phone. I don't do fucking Foley work or whatever.
Michael Winslow.
Foley. Listen. Give us what you do for the school.
What I do for the school?
Yes, go.
All right, we start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Is there a flag
listen,
in here?
We can't do that here. All these fucking people get whipped up with the political aspect.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I'm not doing that. I don't believe in that God. I believe in the universe. All right, listen.
Do you know how many people in this room have burned flags?
Yeah. Okay. So we usually start off every morning with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
A little thing comes on. I press the dial.
Ding, gong, gong, ding.
It's not in China.
Good morning. At the beginning of the school day, let us please stand as we honor our country. Which is like the weirdest sentence just to say we're going to do the Pledge
Wait,
of Allegiance.
Did you say that part? Just do it.
Are you doing stand-up right now?
I actually do stand-up, yes.
Do it after the pledge part. After the pledge, what goes on next?
Do the whole announcement.
This guy wants to fucking do a
bits
show so
non-stop.
You're doing a DVD commentary to a high school fucking announcement right now. Yeah. Just do the announcement.
We're asking you to not... Listen, Wayne Brady, don't improv. We want you... You're in school right now. All these students. Everybody's a student. The hot blonde in the front, she's a student. The creepy guy with the hat with no zipper, he's a student. Okay? These are your classmates. I'm the principal. This is the assistant principal, fucking whatever her name is.
I'll be the nurse.
Yeah, she's the nurse. Ooh, I like that.
She'll be the hot teacher.
She'll be a hot teacher. Joe's not the gym teacher. He's
the janitor, I know.
He's the janitor. And then Al's all other teachers. Just every teacher. Do it. Ready? One, two, bong, bong, bong.
Thank you. For announcements today, there will be a student council meeting in Mrs. Halcombe's room. For lunch today is chicken nuggets or, God, what do we have? Tetrazzini, and for a la carte is pizza. Thank you and have a good day. I live in Oklahoma. It's a really small town, so there's not a lot going
on. Dude, you have tetrazzini at school?
Yes.
Wait, you came from Oklahoma to this festival?
Is this?
Yeah.
By yourself?
No, my dad's here.
Oh, where's your dad?
There you go.
Come up here. Come on.
Hurry up. I got fucking 5 minutes.
This
Dad,
way.
Where you going? This way. Not that way, you fucking... What the fuck?
Does he come up?
Come on up, Dad.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on up.
Stairs right there.
He looks like he's on a senior golf tour.
All right, don't cover your penis like he did. That'd be weird. It's like a family thing.
It's hereditary. Hello.
Hi, Dad. Oh, my God. You look like every dad in every movie ever.
Or a killer. I just didn't shave. I was coming to Austin.
What'd you say?
What is this fabric? Jesus Christ. What is this?
You should put zippers on that.
Yeah. You know what would make that better? If you could take the sleeves off and swap them out with other colored sleeves. I got an idea.
If you want a red collar, you can have a red. Want a blue collar, have a blue collar. Sir,
what do you think of these hats? Be honest.
With the zipper?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Don't worry. He's not hip. He's hip.
Dad, you don't like the zipper hat?
No, sorry.
Where are you from again?
Medford, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Yeah, you sound it. You sound more like Oklahoma than your son. He sounds very neutral.
What did you guys come here for?
He had an interview with a comedian.
Who?
Cool. Yeah.
Who did he want to interview?
No, he did.
Speak. I'm doing like the Judd Apatow thing, where like when Judd was 16, he went and like interviewed a bunch of comedians.
Oh, that's great. So you're going to be more famous than us in around 8 years. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking beat it.
We don't get the hat.
Why should we get the hat?
No, come here, Will. Yeah, right, right. Will, come on back up. You can have this hat. Nobody wants this hat. Wait, do me a favor. When you're rich and famous, right?
Yeah.
Will you wear this hat on like a late show? All right, bring that up. Will, thanks for coming on. Good luck. All right, we're going to wrap this up.
Here we go. For Will.
Before I wrap it up, I one of the things about these festivals, first of all, South by Southwest, I want to thank them. I want to thank the Laugh Button. They put this on, and True TV and Seesaw, all you guys come together and you put these festivals on and you added comedy to them, and each year it's gotten better and better and better, and it's fucking awesome and fun. And as comics, it's one of the only times we get to come together because we're all headlining in different places that we get to hang out. And it's great that you guys come down. And they always give like swag and cool stuff. So the YKWD podcast got swag for everybody tonight. I got you guys a bunch of gifts. So Matt, can you bring them out?
Can you call Joe a headliner?
Yes, I did. Everybody's
real?
Got gifts.
Wait, you meant the audience. Yeah, I think the audience thought you meant them.
Yeah, the
open up.
So
what do you got? Show them what you got. Bonnie's got a bruised banana. American flag, because of you. Oh, that's a receipt from last night.
Oh, look at this.
You got chips. What do you got?
Who got the rickshaw driver?
What do you got?
Nothing. I got trash.
No, that's not trash. That's my water from earlier. And that's a napkin and a Twizzler. Those are fun. That Twizzler is going to come in handy later.
You have stuff from another comedian show in here. What? This is Guy Branum stuff.
Bobby, the Twizzler's not wrapped.
That's for you if you want to, you know. Yeah.
I do have a NASA sticker. I like
that. Yeah, that's cool, right? What's that? Look at that, Joe. You're going to love that. What is it? I don't know what it is. That's a poster.
They don't know what this is in this area.
That's a flag.
What is this?
This is Texas.
Bobby, this is really nice of you.
Thank you. You guys like your gifts, Bobby?
Thank you.
Yeah,
I love it.
Great bit, Bobby. Very creative.
I've never seen
one. Let's put garbage in a bag. I'll get him.
I've never seen Bobby part with this much food.
I know. What's happening?
Did you want to throw the candy somewhere?
All right, you got. Can I have that?
Yeah, wait till the roast.
Right to the end, you're a fucking mean cocksucker, boss. All right, thank you. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Thanks for listening to the YKWT podcast. If you don't know, now you fucking know. Stay right here. We have a great show coming up right after this from the Laugh Button. Good night, everybody. Take
care. I'm gonna host it.
been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.